Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Bill Belichick put out a statement on Friday night saying he has not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. However, I can tell you at least one team has done very initial homework on Belichick and the situation at North Carolina. And anything that Belichick or whoever runs his Instagram is saying to reassure recruits in November really has no bearing on what could happen come January. Go back 2 years. Belichick pursued the Falcons head coaching vacancy. He played the game. He went through the same process as everyone else. Ultimately, he was surprised and embarrassed that they hired Raheem Morris instead. What I can tell you from speaking with people who know Belichick well is this. If Belichick ever returns to the NFL, it will happen in the dark of night. No interviews, no public spectacle, no drawn-out process. Some team will go through the NFL-mandated process, check every box, and then offer the job to Belichick. Unless and until that happens, Rich, we're on to other candidates.
Tom Pelissero over the weekend, which you just heard there. What you couldn't hear was Keith's eye roll.
No.
At the joke.
I mean, just please.
Joke.
This is not, you're not doing yourself any favors.
Coach Who's
Belichick.
That? Belichick.
Oh, Bill. Bill Belichick.
I thought you meant Pelissero.
It's been a wild, tough 2 years for Bill Belichick. This was funny when you saw it, and everybody had the same response to it. And it's not the response that he and Jordan expected.
I'm not sure everybody had the same response.
Well, most people did.
Okay.
It's just one of those, and everybody made the same joke afterwards, and it's like, everybody took to Twitter. It's like, yeah, I also just want to make it clear that, like, I'm not interested in Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I never have been, and sorry. Like, don't come calling. I'm happy here. Like, they don't want you. The NFL has made it pretty clear that they don't want you. Now, 2 years ago, I thought some of those NFL teams were making a mistake. But now, as time has passed, they made the right decision, and your candidacy isn't getting better as you're losing every week in college football, and everything else is a mess, and you have all your buddies down there, and everybody's like scapegoating each other, and it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. And so for you to be like, hey, guys, I'm not going to the Giants, they didn't want you either. It's sad.
So that is also my read on it. I don't think that's everybody's read, and I'll get to Belichick's statement here in a moment. Hour two, Jones and Keith here on WEI. It's Patriots Monday. We're going to be joined by Hunter Henry. At some point this hour, we'll go to what happened in week 11 of the NFL coming up at 11:30. Plus, we'll get to the Celtics before the hour is out. I did think it was interesting there, Pelissero, and he said it very matter-of-factly, but he's like, Bill was embarrassed by the way the Falcons coaching search went.
Yeah.
And that it was so public and that he didn't get the job and Raheem Morris got it. That's the word he used. He said Bill was embarrassed. So I found that to be interesting reporting, if you will, from Pelissero. I guess I'm not surprised, but the way he just kind of plugged that in there so nonchalantly, I think gave you a view on how Bill feels about it. His statement after, well, he was asked about it in his press conference. This is the other thing that I don't know that everybody gets. He had already said at his press conference earlier in the week, he's like, well, I'm focused on Wake Forest. Like, he got the question from whoever, probably the guy from WRAL down there.
Yeah, yeah.
He got the question. He's like, yeah, no, I'm focused on this and this week's matchup. Bill's done that a million different times. How many times has Bill had outside stories going on and he just slaps it down real quick with, we're focused on this. We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to whatever.
I would say more than that.
And he doesn't put out a statement on it, which
is wild. A couple times
a
year. Yeah.
All the time when he was head coach of the Patriots. I'm sure it's happened quite a bit at UNC as well. Although he might be setting a personal record for statements at UNC.
It's been definitely a new record for statements.
He said, I have great respect and genuinely care for the Giants organization in both the Mara and Tisch families. The New York Giants played an important role in my life and in my coaching journey.
Nice.
It was a privilege for me to work for the Mara family and be a member of Coach Parcells' staff for over a decade. However, despite circulating rumors, I have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. Since arriving in Chapel Hill, my commitment to the UNC football program has not wavered. We have tremendous support, blah, 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 blah. We're on to Wake Forest. Bill Belichick, UNC head football coach, which I
I think I made a statement about that today.
Yeah, there you go. Leave it at that. Hey, Stacey, here's the statement. Go read that.
Statements out there.
So, honestly, I thought this was fake when I saw the statement at first.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I did not think this was a real statement.
No, it sounds fake.
It is a real statement from Bill. And I think some, like Pelissero, he said it in that clip. Oh, well, this is about recruiting and just reassuring recruits that they're staying committed, and that's what this is. I'm with you, Keith. That's not what this is.
No.
He's probably hoping to get the Giants job. He found out through back channels they're not interested, which I thought they might have been. I was wrong about that. I thought they might have some interest in Bill and bring him back the glory days, and it's gone so miserably there that maybe they could save some face with their fan base by bringing him in. I was wrong, because clearly they have no interest in him.
Nobody does.
That's where the report, or the statement, rather, came from.
Yeah, nobody does. He was willing to take the Falcons job. He wanted the Atlanta Falcons job. So obviously he wants the Giants job. That's no surprise. So then when it opens up, I mean, people speculate all kinds of names. I mean, I think every year they're like Bill Cowher. Remember when he was on like CBS, like you, a job opens up and you're like, all right, like who was a coach? Like, oh, Gruden and Cowher and like all these guys and a couple of college coaches, whatever it might be. And I think it's really just that connection though that he has to the Giants, because when the Titans job opened up, I don't think there was a single person out there that even put him on there, because he's not next in line or going to get back in line to be an NFL head coach. There's so many, there's too many things working against him. Like his age is one of them, which worked against him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
His, so obviously hasn't gotten better.
His lack of success since like 2019
is also a factor.
You know, I would say that probably hurts him. They made the playoffs in 2021, so maybe I shouldn't say since 2019.
But like the stories,
but that was the exception to the, since Brady left, that's the exception to the rule.
But even, you know, like how he developed or didn't develop Mac Jones is going to be held against him. And you see Mac Jones is kind of serviceable with Kyle Shanahan, and he looked like he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league with Bill. And so what team, like that's what we were talking about when the Giants fired him, is like, you're going to tell Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and Malik Nabers, like, here comes Bill.
Yep.
Like, I don't think that's going to work. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of this stuff has been pretty sad, really. I mean, the most successful NFL head coach of all time, and it's just like one story after the next, and they're all pretty embarrassing. And this is one where you, like, you insert yourself and you're like, guys, I'm not interested in the Giants job. It's like, they're not interested in you. You don't need to say this.
So now
I think it looks worse. You're right. Maybe there are a few people that are like, he's just doing this for recruits. Please. I don't think he's doing that. I don't think he's going to be there next year. What is he worried about recruits for?
Twitch chat, it's a lose-lose for Bill no matter what happens. Well, I agree. He goes to college.
It's been a
lose-lose for Bill all the way around. While Mac Jones, as you just said, is playing serviceably. I think that's the right way to say
serviceable.
It. Like, they look better with Purdy yesterday.
Yeah.
Immediately, like George Kittle gets back in the end zone and their offense looks better without Mac Jones. But Mac has looked serviceable in San Fran. That's a bad look for Bill. The fact that he lost again to Wake Forest, non-competitive. The fact that he's a big giant baby. Did you see this? The handshake after the game or lack thereof?
Yep.
So, like, it is Bill being in college football is a lose for him.
There was a good response. Losses. They were down, I think it was at fourth quarter, or maybe it was third. I think it was fourth quarter. They were down 21-9. And he kicks the field goal, and all these people on Twitter are losing their mind. Like North Carolina fans, they're like, great, this two-possession game is now two possessions. Like, thanks a lot, Bill. Like, that was great. No, but yeah, they're mad. Their team lost again. They have two games left.
But Bill
probably won't be bowl eligible.
Bill had games like that at the end here in New England.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, slow playing it to just not get blown out.
Right. Like,
remember?
Yeah.
There was a game against the Chiefs. And was it Zappy or Mac? I don't even remember it.
They're like, let's get going here.
But there was a game where they were just, you could just tell. Bill was like, I just don't want to get blown out. I'm just trying to save face. I'm not trying to win a football game.
They try to cover.
I'm just trying to save face. Well, they didn't cover against Wake Forest this weekend.
No, they didn't.
So I think some of that's going on with him where he's just in damage control. But I thought there was a chance the Giants would show interest in Bill because of the relationship between he and Mara.
I didn't, just because of Judge and Daboll.
I didn't think it would work. Like,
No. I think we've all moved past that.
I didn't think it would come close to working in the NFL, but I don't know. Pete Carroll got brought in off ice to to take the Raiders job. Like, crazy hires happen.
Also not helping Bill's case.
No, but crazy hires happen all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought there was a chance because of their personal relationship.
Oh, Jeff Saturday, Antonio Pierce. There's been some weird ones.
And let's face it, Bill's buyout at North Carolina is $1 million for a reason. Yeah. He would run to that job.
Yeah.
Him saying he wouldn't take it and he's committed to North Carolina is nonsense. That's a lie. He would take that job in a heartbeat. They don't want him. And so I thought there was a chance they would. I was wrong about that. No, at no moment did I think it would work if he went back to the NFL. Yeah. He can't salvage a middle-of-the-pack ACC team.
Also, for those that say this is definitely about recruits, I mean, maybe there's a recruit out there that is committed to him and is going to stay with him and believes him, but it's also the world of college football. I mean, I would almost go the other way. When somebody's so emphatic about something, I just think of Nick Saban screaming about how he's not going to Alabama. Well, he goes to Alabama. Or anytime Bobby Petrino opened his mouth. Or, like, there are so many examples of guys getting, like, doing too much, and that's what they're doing. And, like, you really trust this guy? They leave in the middle of the night, these college football coaches. So I wouldn't believe that for a second. And you can just talk to all the recruits personally and tell them that you're not going anywhere. Or you answer the question at the press conference and then move on. And then you say, yeah, we're on to Wake Forest, or whatever corny thing you want to say. The statements have gotten out of control, and it's like that feels like a Jordan thing, right, where she's all about social media.
Pelissero referenced that too. He's like, Bill or whoever runs his social media.
Right. I think she's like, this is what we need. Like, every response is, let's get that North Carolina letterhead and, like, let's make a cool graphic. Because as we know, she's fluent in Adobe Photoshop,
that's
so she
true.
Can make a statement with the best of them.
She's quite good at it.
And but that's, like, what you're getting. It is. It's been... For a guy that hates distractions, his whole season's been a distraction.
Well, and the whole thing, too. His whole thing's ignore the noise. So if you're...
He's brought on the noise.
Well, and if you're linked to a job where... By the way, who credibly linked him to the Giants? Like, we speculated about that. I wouldn't call that credible.
No, I don't think anybody...
Who credibly linked him to the... It's not like Schefter was like, he's talking to the Giants. There was nothing credible out there.
Good point.
So, like...
Yeah, it was all just, like,
made
up.
It would be so easy for Bill to ignore it. Like, guys, I don't know what's being reported out there. Yeah. Is there even a report? Like, I'm just focused on Wake Forest. For a guy who ignores the noise, this is a very odd statement. It's not about recruiting. I don't think it's about recruiting.
No,
you go to the recruits. Well, who's even reporting that? Like, what is this, on message boards somewhere?
Yeah, like, I'm here.
Was this a Twitter egg?
Right.
Jones and Keefe were talking about it? Like, who credibly reported this? Bill doesn't need to put out a statement.
I mean, he's going to be more concerned about North Carolina being like, you're done.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're more likely to fire him than he is to leave for the NFL.
Now, tell me how you square this away, Keith.
All right.
Diana Russini, your girl.
Yeah.
I'm told Bill Belichick was never on the Giants' radar regarding the team's head coaching vacancy.
Maybe he was.
Something that was true well before his statement Friday night, disavowing interest in any NFL job. So,
see, I tend to believe her, but she
ipso
has a
facto,
shaky hit rate. Yeah,
he might be top of their search list.
Yeah, change the odds. He might be their guy. Look for him next year. No, I mean, out of the three scenarios, I guess four scenarios, is he in the NFL? Is he at North Carolina? Is he out of coaching? Or I guess you could hypothetically say another college job. Those are the four really only options. I think the most likely for next year is he's just not coaching anywhere, right? Like, I don't think he's back in North Carolina.
No,
I certainly don't think he's in the NFL. That'd be the last thing I'd pick.
I believe he has to win out to be bowl eligible, right? They have two more games left.
Two games left.
So he has to win out to be bowl eligible. I'd imagine if they're eligible, they're going to get picked for a bowl game.
Definitely they would get picked.
You're not going to turn your back on Bill, I don't think, in that situation, just for the marketing aspect of it. Maybe Jordan stomps around the sidelines at, you know, the Wasabi Bowl at Fenway Park or
so
whatever.
They got Duke and NC State. So yeah, Duke is also like,
they're not
going to
be Duke.
Well, Duke's 500.
They're not going to be Duke.
Same with NC State. Although NC State beat Georgia Tech, but both teams are 5-5. So I don't think it's, you know, it doesn't look like that much of an uphill climb, but he has to win out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if he splits, then he's worse than the team was a year ago. They're not going to the Fenway Bowl. And yeah, it's a disaster.
I'm not surprised they lost to Wake. I mean,
Duke's going to beat them.
Yeah.
Duke has, like, a good quarterback.
That's what I think, too. Okay. And Wake is like an actual middle of the ACC type of team, right?
Yeah, right.
Were they ranked this week? I forget. Did they sneak in? Where is Wake? Or have they been ranked at other points this year? Okay, but maybe they've been ranked earlier in the year.
Yeah, they're 7-3, so they're knocking on the door.
But they're like an actual middle of the ACC team. Bill took over a middle of the ACC team and has turned it into a basement ACC team.
He's made them worse.
I guess
they're not as bad as BC.
Basement is BC.
No, BC is the basement.
That is holy mackerel.
They almost got a win, though, over Georgia Tech. You see that?
They did. They were real frisky with Georgia Tech.
Frisky.
Unfortunately, we're not able to hold on, and they lost that one. Like, they've lost really all of them.
So I guess that's the true basement of the ACC. But Bill took over what was a mid-tier ACC program that typically made bowl games with Mack Brown, and he turned it into what it's been. But he has no interest in the NFL, Keith. And don't even ask him, because he is locked in and committed at UNC. Even though his buyout is $1 million, he's totally committed.
Yeah. I was going to say, it looks like they've scored the fewest points in conference, I think.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they're not great.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
In BC, for as bad as they've been, they put up 34, whatever it was, on Georgia Tech this weekend.
True.
That's 3 weeks for Gio Lopez at UNC.
That is true.
617-779-7937. It's a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. If you want to talk Bill Belichick, his kind of out-of-nowhere statement about the Giants' vacancy and his lack of interest in that, you can. We'll get to the Celtics later on this hour. We'll also get to Week 11 of the NFL. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happen.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened
on Jones and Keefe.
Oh, buddy, here we go. It is week 11 in the NFL. Of course, no Patriots yesterday, so maybe you sat on your couch, or maybe you went out and did something. Maybe you're out there. I was on the couch
I
as well.
I sat very much. My wife was actually pretty upset. She's like, I thought the Patriots didn't even play this week.
Yep.
She's like, I feel like you watch more football than you do when the Patriots play. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Although, 4 o'clock, you know where I was?
I don't.
7-year-old birthday party.
Oh. Sick brag, bro.
Nice.
Not Cece's party, but her friend's party at like this bounce house place. And so, yeah. That
I
was
like
good.
That.
So, the 4 o'clock games.
Those are parents who get it. Birthday parties on a Sunday. I look at those parents and I go, you get it.
I'm like, what are you doing? But then, like, I wonder if they scheduled it around the Patriots game, maybe? I didn't ask, but
well,
kind of worked out.
I guess on the bye week, it's better than maybe acceptable.
It's
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Buffalo Bills against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What happened?
This was all Josh Allen.
He might do it again. And does! Touchdown, Bills! Back and forth we go in Buffalo.
6 total touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 running for Josh Allen. The Bills beat the Bucs 44-32. I guess he did get that shootout. Baker Mayfield, though, only 1 touchdown pass. It was Sean Tucker, ran for over 100 against the Bills and scored a couple of touchdowns. But the Bills improved to 7-3. Bucs dropped to 6-4.
Okay, so we were just talking about this. Allen had 6 touchdowns. I get it.
Yeah.
How do you think he actually played?
So he had a couple interceptions. I didn't think he was great. One of the touchdowns was like a little swing pass that somehow turned into this long touchdown. This bad tackling by Tampa Bay. He got the win. He's going to be asked to do everything for their team. But yeah, I didn't think it was like an unbelievable game. And it's weird to say because he had 6 touchdowns,
right.
But like, no, I don't think he was
but
great.
He also turned it over, and look, he threw for 300 yards, quarterback rating over 104. Like, I'm sure if Drake May had a 6 touchdown game, we'd be going nuts.
We would.
But I don't know, I also feel like Allen didn't play great. I know Nick agrees with that. He was in here in the break saying that, which I guess speaks to the brilliance of him and why he's been an MVP and a runner-up for the MVP a bunch of times. But yeah, I didn't think he seemed exceptionally dialed in yesterday.
No, but they get the win. They're now 7-3. Let's go to another AFC East team. The Miami Dolphins taking on the Washington Commanders in Madrid, Spain.
Hey, what happened?
Well, this one went to overtime.
Ali Patterson, 29-yard attempt for the win from the left hash. It is straight through. The Miami Dolphins win it in Madrid in overtime.
See,
Dolphins 16, Commanders 13. Just a trash international game.
I mean, I feel like this is how all the international games go. They're all low scoring.
Yep. And then they end on a kick and all the soccer fans go crazy.
Every other week it goes to overtime.
Yeah.
Like, they're such bad games.
Terrible.
I did like Jack Jones. Jack Jones had the pick in overtime. I guess he was telling everybody, all of his teammates going into overtime, he's like, Mariota can't throw. And then he went out and picked him off.
He's right.
They won. Yeah.
He's right. Dolphins are 4-7. The Commanders, horrible season after being in the NFC title game, continues. I know most of it's been without Jaden Daniels, but they dropped to 3-8. All right, what about the Pittsburgh Steelers and next week's Patriots opponent, the Cincinnati Bengals? Well, old buddy Kyle Duggar in the mix.
Yeah.
3rd and 9. Sample the ball. It's intercepted. It's picked off by Duggar. He's got room to roam. There's a block on the play by Herbig. You can't kiss him goodbye. Touchdown. Pick six.
No joke, the most athletic and fastest I've ever seen Kyle Duggar. Have you ever seen a play like that from Kyle Duggar?
No.
I don't know if I have.
No.
I think of him more as like big hits, maybe missing some coverage, but like a good run-stopping safety. He was super at like run after catch on
the
this.
The throw was right to him.
Oh,
like,
no, no, no.
Easy the interception, but with the ball in his hands.
The
yeah,
return was excellent.
Probably never seen him more athletic. Yeah, that's true.
So a lot happened in this game. So Steelers-Bengals, one of the rivalries in football. And Steelers get the win. They ended up really pulling away in the second half. They win 34-12. So they're 6-4. Bengals are 3-7. But much more than that, Jalen Ramsey and Ja'Marr Chase going at it all game long. Ramsey throws a punch. Ja'Marr Chase spits on Ramsey. So there's a good chance Ja'Marr Chase, we might even find out today if he gets suspended for the game on Sunday.
We might find out before we get out of here, too. I think we're going to get the answer at some point today. Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers got hurt in the game and sort of TBD on how long he might be out for, but not good. Like, I still don't really think of the Steelers as a big contender, but they did beat the Patriots head-to-head. So you got to give them credit there. And they are the AFC North division leaders as of right now.
But there
could be without Rodgers for a bit.
To your point, they're a game up on Baltimore, who has won 4 in a row, and we already thought they were doing it on smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Now Rodgers might be out, so yeah, I don't think that's, and not that he's played incredible this year, but he's better than Mason Rudolph.
Well, another game I think the Patriots certainly had an eye on was the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs.
What happened?
Well, a nice little back and forth game that Denver had the ball last, and this is what happened.
Lutz. He's already made 4 today. Lutz in the clutch, and the Broncos have won it.
Lutz in the clutch?
It almost worked.
Lutz in the clutch.
It was so close.
He tried.
He did.
Yeah, Will Lutz was just begging field goals left, right, and center. But the Broncos get the win. They're 9-2. Chiefs fall to 5-5. Good defense by the Broncos. Bo Nix moved him down the field when he needed to, and then Will Lutz kicked all his field goals.
I do think... And again, we said this earlier, and I guess we'll talk about it coming up. Yesterday, you got a chance to watch Bo Nix, who I have clowned on a little bit.
I like him.
A lot of wins for him. They've matched the Patriots in the win department now, and you watch some of the throws he made down the stretch. It wasn't a great game, but big throws in big spots.
So I think
you do have to give that to him. We'll get to more of what happened week 11 of the NFL. We do that every Monday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Monday, and we're joined by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how we doing this week? Hunter, hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Gotcha, yeah.
Yep, what's up?
How was the weekend off?
It was good. Nice to get a couple of days. That's the hard part is the front end of a Thursday night game, but the benefit is the back end. So it's nice.
You watch a lot of football yesterday, or do you sort of separate and spend more time with the family?
It's a little balance. When the kids are down, I try to watch a little ball, and then kids are up. Sometimes you're trying to lock in on spending time with them.
When you had an opportunity to watch games, what were you watching?
I watched the Bills and Buccaneers game a little bit, but I watched last night's game just a little bit.
So when you watch a game, how different is it than like when I watch a game? When I watch the game, I'm like, where's the ball? Let me follow the ball around.
I got my fantasy team up.
Yeah,
right, I got my bets over here. Yeah. So I'd imagine that's a little different
Very
than
different.
How you're watching.
Are you looking at like, tight ends? Are you looking at how the defenses are covering that position? How do you watch it when it's not like the game breakdown in practice just sitting on the couch on TV?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, TV doesn't show a lot. Obviously, it shows the front and it's more zoomed in, but I watch it like a fan a lot of times. I follow the ball too. That's all you can do sometimes on TVs, but also, you watch a little bit of both. Tight ends and guys you've played against for a long time and just different things like that. I watch the game probably a little differently, but at the same time, there's a lot of players that still do the same thing as you guys.
Mm-hmm. You've been reunited with Josh McDaniels. I'm curious, now that we're about midway through the year and a little chance to reflect a few days removed from the game, what differences, if any, have you seen out of Josh in his return to New England this year and the offense this year versus the last time you played for him?
I think obviously using Drake's abilities with the movement game has probably been a lot different. Just with obviously his mobility and chance to create things on the edge and out of the pocket a little bit more. So that's probably been the main thing.
What would you say about the team's chemistry right now? Because from the outside, it seems like everybody is very much on the same page. And specifically on offense, you guys have a really good mix of, rookie second-year guys, but then a bunch of guys like you and Stephon Diggs and Morgan Moses that have got a lot of years of experience in the league.
Yeah, I think it's a fun balance, man. The young guys keep us young. We try to influence them in a lot of ways, how we see things. So it's been a fun balance, man.
I'm curious, and maybe you can settle a debate for us. We were talking about Ja'Marr Chase, allegedly, although video seems to show it, spitting on Jalen Ramsey. We were talking about, is that the most disrespectful thing one player can do to another? Would you say that is the most disrespectful thing, or are we missing something?
It's definitely disrespectful for sure. Nothing that I've done in my career, that's for sure.
Well, then it also started with a punch, and the question's always asked, like punching somebody that's wearing a helmet seems to be diminishing returns.
Yeah, there's it's definitely sometimes not always the first, it shouldn't be the first reaction, that's for sure.
How much have you started up on the Bengals and gotten into Bengals week coming up on Sunday?
A little bit. Not a ton, but we'll hammer them down, and be ready to go come Sunday.
I think we forgot to ask you last week going into the game, but we saw the Nor'easter uniforms for the first time, those blues with the white helmets. What did you think of those?
They were pretty sweet, man. Some of my favorites I've worn in my career for sure, and hopefully we can rock those again at some point.
I agree.
Same.
We would like to see those again, for sure. Okay, well, Hunter Henry, you know what time it is again. Win streak rolls on, so it's time for the surprise question of the week with Hunter Henry.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, here we go. Once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised are you that you're currently 9-2?
Probably 5.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Right, so he's not very surprised.
Good stuff.
That's good. That's a confident man. Hunter Henry, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday. Best of luck this weekend.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hunter Henry joining us here on a Patriots Monday. 5.
5.
On your scale, Keith, 1 to 85, where are you? 9-2. You had them for 10 wins before the year?
I did have them 10 total, so the fact that they're 9-2 would be like a 70?
Yeah, pretty high.
Pretty high, yeah. Pretty surprised that they've been this good. We did the win-loss exercise. I thought I was high on the team. I had them at 10. They're going to blow past 10.
Real no win there. He can't be like 85. He also can't be like, you can't say be 0. 0% surprise, yeah. Then there's no real accomplishment.
Oh, you think we mousetrapped him a little bit?
I think a little bit.
Yeah.
I do think that.
I thought he was going to be like zero. I thought we'd be 11-0. Next question.
Like, oh, jeez.
All right. Wow.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's get back into it. Yeah, well, let's go. So we just did Broncos and Chiefs, and we've been discussing that a little bit today. Chargers, Jaguars.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. Thought this might be a game. It was not a game.
Fake the pitch to the end zone. Tim Patrick.
Just when we were thinking that maybe nobody was talking about the Chargers, they travel out to Jacksonville and get smoked 35-6. Justin Herbert, who got pulled at one point, was 10 of 18, 81 yards and a pick. That was his final line.
We were just starting to talk about them as like, oh, they're rounding into form. Look at this team. That's a dark horse in the AFC. Wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of that.
Smacked around by the Jags, which
that was a mess.
Every time on red zone they cut to the game.
Yep.
It was just a Jaguars running back running for 10 yards. I never even saw a Chargers offensive highlight.
That's because Herbert got absolutely rocked and left the game. And then Trey Lance came in.
He
stinks.
Trey Lance still in the league.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm.
Texans, Titans.
What happened?
They each have to play 17 games, so that's why they were out there. And it did come down to a game-winning field goal.
Matthew Wright for the win. The kick. Right down Broadway through the heart of Nashville.
All right, calm down. Chris Myers game.
Yep.
I think he'll be following the Titans around the rest of the season.
I think he's going to get a sizable amount of Titans games.
Titans 1-9. Davis Mills and the Texans get the win 16-13 on that walk-off field goal. They are 5-5. I guess technically
they're ahead of the
lurking.
Chiefs. They're ahead of the Chiefs in Baltimore right now if you just look at all the tiebreakers.
Right. They're all 5-5.
They're the first team out in the AFC.
Billy got a Nico Collins touchdown in our Bozo. He got that one.
Good job, Billy.
Yeah, Billy nailed that.
Two of us had those right. I won't say any.
It was
names
me
here.
And Bill.
Yeah, it was not me.
It was Keith and Bill.
It definitely wasn't Terp. We'll get to that later.
Oh,
on.
My God.
Definitely wasn't Terp. But real quick, why didn't Tennessee go for two in this game?
I know
it was like a minute and a half left. So it wasn't like you win the game right there. Maybe that was part of the thought process. You have one win. You're an interim coach. Go for two, you idiots.
Yeah, you should be hyper aggressive.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on there. All right, Sunday night football. We had Lions and Eagles.
What happened?
And Hurts surfs over the top and is in for the touchdown.
Points were at a premium. That was a successful tush push, but they weren't all successful. Eagles beat the Lions 16-9.
Honestly, it didn't feel like there were even that many points in the game.
Oh, it was such a
gross, disgusting low. For a game I was excited to watch, it was disgusting.
I kind of hated this game. Fantasy reasons were some of it, but even just as a football fan.
I get that.
Here were the first several possessions. Just back and forth. Ready?
Hmm?
Punt, pick, field goal, punt, 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 punt. Turnover on downs, punt, turnover on downs.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the game started. The Lions got stopped on fourth down 5 different times last night.
I don't think Dan Campbell was dialing up a great game plan. And Jared Goff looked useless.
Yeah.
He looked useless in a cold game outside.
Yeah, just when you want to talk yourself into, like, the Lions and the Seahawks who we'll get to, you're you can't. I can't trust these quarterbacks. You can't.
Let's get to the Seahawks now against Jared Goff's former team, the L.A. Rams.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, this one was probably more about Sam Darnold than it was the Rams.
Darnold in trouble. Jump throw intercepted for the fourth time. Darius Williams this time.
Four interceptions for Sam Darnold. Rams beat the Seahawks 21-19. The winner of this game was going to take over the NFC West, so it is the Rams at 8-2. Seahawks fall to 7-3. But what a demoralizing game. It wasn't just like a close loss to the Rams. It was Sam Darnold throwing four picks and just kind of turning back into a pumpkin.
So I'm fact-checking this now. Stafford threw for like 130, right? He didn't even throw for a lot of yards.
Oh, he did not.
He did have two touchdowns. He is now the betting favorite on FanDuel anyway, plus 135 to Drake May at plus 175.
I don't know if that had to do with just...
It's a good win. I mean, that's a good win.
I was
going
to say, like a quality win... Now it looks like they're more likely to win the division. I think if Drake May wins the division over the Bills and had Stafford gone in as like a wild card, I don't know. Maybe that's sort of like a tiebreaker type of thing. But
yeah, I'm surprised at that, though.
So it's Rams, Seahawks in the NFC West, but also not far behind is the San Francisco 49ers who were taking on the Arizona Cardinals.
What happened?
First and goal, toss play, McCaffrey, blockers in front, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Christian McCaffrey.
Three total touchdowns for Christian McCaffrey. Niners beat up the Cardinals 41-22. Brock Purdy was back in there, so it wasn't a Mac Jones game. An old buddy, Jacoby Brissett,
set
an NFL record, 47 completions.
Yeah, he passed Bledsoe and somebody else. I forget who Bledsoe was tied with. It was 45. He had 47 completions yesterday. Michael Wilson threw for like, or caught like 185 yards worth of passes or something like that.
He went 47 of 57 for 452 and two touchdowns, and they lost by 20.
Yeah. Not competitive. Bledsoe did that in a win.
Yeah,
and they came back and they beat the Vikings and they threw like crazy. Brissett did it and got blown out by three touchdowns.
So the Cardinals are now 3-7. San Francisco 7-4. So Seahawks, Rams, Niners, I mean, very well could all make the playoffs. Mm. They all look pretty good. That division looks tough.
Cardinals were in trouble when the opening kick went like 98 yards to the one and McCaffrey punched it in on the next play. Uh-huh. Like, you probably knew there was going to be a long day for them.
All right, let's go to the NFC South. Falcons had a lead for most of this game, taking on the Panthers. Well, it went to overtime.
From 28, and Carolina has won.
30-27, the Panthers. Your Carolina Panthers, yep. Jones, the comeback kids. They get a 30-27 win. So Carolina, 6-5. So when we're talking about the Patriots' quality wins, toss another team with a winning record on that.
I try to every time we talk about
Carolina, 6-5. Falcons, 3-7. Bryce Young, 448 yards passing and three touchdowns, two of which went to Tet McMillan.
It's crazy.
What a duo those two are. Who saw that coming?
Not me.
No, not me.
Carolina, by the way, is what, a half game out of first? They're 6-5. Tampa's 6-4.
Yeah,
Falcons
breathing
are now,
down their necks.
Falcons are 3-7. Yeah. Penix is done for the year, torn ACL. And
Drake London hurt.
I was going to say, London left that game.
No, the Falcons are
PCL sprain for him.
So, did they update what it is?
London? He's out at least this week, maybe more.
Oy.
Damn.
That oi.
No.
Oh, no. That oi was fantasy related, by the
way. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Andy, I have a human emotion. I feel bad for somebody who's hurt.
Maybe. No. Kirk Cousins now the quarterback for the Falcons. So, yeah, right. I mean, Panthers right there in the mix in the South.
What about the NFC North? We have the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings.
Hey, what happened?
This one also came down to the wire.
Santos puts it up, and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears. Do it again.
No, I just said the Panthers were the comeback kids. The Bears can't also be the comeback kids.
Well,
they're all comeback kids. The Bears, 19-17 win. Kids with a Z.
Yeah.
It's cool as hell.
Yeah.
The Bears are 7-3. I don't know. They're not, like, great by any stretch, but Ben Johnson's got 7 wins already.
They have a negative scoring differential, which I would say is probably not great.
Williams sucked.
They did let J.J. McCarthy come right down the field and take the lead again.
J.J. McCarthy's the worst.
He's so bad. Curran's...
That's a tough take, but that's okay.
It's being recycled. He has to do some hiding. We didn't even recycle it.
No.
But it's being repurposed out there on the interwebs. Curran's going to hide from some of that shrapnel.
Do you think Justin Jefferson will physically kill J.J. McCarthy by the end of the year?
I think he was close. I was surprised he did it yesterday. I thought he was going
to
do yesterday.
Yeah. Credit to him.
Bigger man.
They're like talking to him on the sideline. They're like, "What was it Brady? Was Brady have this game? Who had this game?
Yeah, Brady's on this game, yeah.
Like, he's got the C on his chest right there. He's a captain. He takes that seriously. I'm like, he is going to strangle J.J. McCarthy.
He's smashing his helmet like every time he goes to the sideline. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rough go there. But okay. Yeah, Bears hanging around. They could be a playoff team.
Credit to your guy, Ben Johnson. He's got him 7-3. Who saw that?
He's got him playing well. All right, the Green Bay Packers and the New York Football Giants.
What happened?
Love and a high snap. Floats it. Watson up top. It is caught. Touchdown, Packers. Green Bay's got the lead.
This closer game. Packers ended up winning by a touchdown, 27-20 over the Giants. The Packers are 6-3-1. New York falls to 2-9. Of course, the Patriots will see them on Monday Night Football in a couple of weeks. Jordan Love got hurt but then came back. But the story in this one, Josh Jacobs, who Terp picked. It was a must-win for Terp in our Bozo touchdown parlay after being the lone Bozo a week before and waiting till Monday night and missing a Saquon Barkley touchdown. All of these things. He's also going into it 1-9 when picking a touchdown. Just at any time.
Yeah.
Any guy. Whole league. They're all available.
They're all there available for the taking.
So we said it's a must-win, and we said you didn't even have to take a guy that's plus money or minus 120 or whatever. And he went with Josh Jacobs, who scores every week.
I think Josh Jacobs was only one other game this year he had not scored. I think he was minus 285 or something like that when Terp picked it.
Yep. He got hurt in the game, did not score a touchdown.
Joe Braverman.
This is ridiculous.
Joe Braverman of the Christian Arcand and Joe Braverman Show night on WEEI.
Uh-huh.
Did tweet at me. He said, well, don't hold this against Terp. It's not his fault he got hurt. I'm like, isn't it?
It's solely his fault.
It's not Serb's fault that he got Josh Jacobs.
So we have three options that we need to decide between now and Friday. Yeah. There's three options, only three options. Mm-hmm. Do we replace Terp with Shime? Mm-hmm. Do we replace Terp with Dice? Or do we not replace Terp at all and now it's a four-leg parlay?
Good question.
These are the three options.
Let's huddle up as a show and discuss.
Terp's been suspended.
1-10. Terp is out.
Out.
We gave very clear terms. He tried to suspend himself last week. We weren't having that.
No. It was a win in your...
Oh, Jackson's raising his hand back there.
Jackson wants in for an anytime touchdown?
Throwing your hat in the ring, Jackson? Is that a thumbs up back there? Okay. Well, you know what? We have things...
Like a hook'em horns? We have, like, what we was have, that?
That was a yes.
Not I knew that game. Don't do that. After
I knew Saturday. What that meant. All right.
We'll kick it around. All right,
we have
so
things
a fourth
to
option.
Yes.
A fourth option.
Yes.
All right, there you go. There was the league. Only two teams on the bye. It was the Colts and the Saints. Monday Night Football will wrap up Week 11 tonight. Cowboys and Raiders.
Should be a good one.
No, it shouldn't.
Okay. That's
although, what? 50.5 over-under.
I like that.
Points.
I do. Most of it comes against the Cowboys defense is how that tends
Let's
to go.
Let's just say I need Javonte Williams to go crazy. I need him to go crazy.
Let's just say Nick needs Brock Bowers to go even crazier.
I think I need 100 points out of Bowers.
Okay, that's why I
have like a Josh Allen night. I don't know if Javonte Williams is going to throw for three and run for three, but I could use it.
All right, that's what happened. Week 11, every Monday at 11:30 here on Jones and Key. If you missed any of Hunter Henry, go back and listen. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can use the rewind feature. He is not surprised. The Patriots are 9-2.
No. 5 on a scale of 1 to 85.
Very low on the surprise question of the week scale. Let's get to the Celtics. Are they rounding into form? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Celtics avoid disaster. It's a good question there by Scal. How did James Harden get wide open? He had just drilled a couple of threes.
Yeah.
Good look that would have tied the game and sent it to OT, but the Celtics do win 121-118. They were up 24, 26, whatever the number was, in that second half. They blow the lead. James Harden almost single-handedly wills the Clippers back in, but... Celtics are now back to 500, 7-7. They've won 3 out of 4.
Yeah, and they got the Nets the next two games. Like, they really should be 9-7, and then I think they have Detroit maybe coming up, so that'll be a tough game. But, yeah, it was sort of the early struggles. I still, you know, like, I'll take these two wins. Don't get me wrong. You'll take wins any way you can get them with this team. But they're not quite as good overall as I thought that they were going to be.
Me neither.
But we highlighted this when they were playing teams like Memphis before. Like, there's so many teams that are just absolute garbage that even if the Celtics don't play well, they're clear cut ahead of those teams. The question is, are they good enough to be a playoff team? Because they've had a bunch of frustrating games. You know, like the Philly losses have been frustrating. The Utah game is really frustrating. But they've sort of at least, they've, you know, 14 games now into the season. They've at that break even. They can almost like start over. Be like, all right, we see what we are. We see what the team is. Mazzulla's been tinkering with lineups, you know, for a few game stretch. It's like, oh, Josh Minot's really good. Then it's like, all right, he's out. And then like, our Jordan Walsh is our guy. So he's trying to figure out the other pieces that he has really in support of Jaylen Brown. And all right, it's kind of been a wash for the first 14 games.
So I want to get to what's going on with Anthony Simons in a moment. We were just suggesting he should be starting over Pritchard.
Now he doesn't even play.
Pritchard had a 30-point game, and you're right. Simons barely even played 12 minutes, I think it was, last night. Real quick, though, I want to play this. What's going on with Jaylen Brown? He had 33 points, 13 boards. He was a plus 22. Celtics win. Here's what he says after the game.
My team counts on me to play a little bit better, and tonight I didn't really play that well. You know, looking forward to the next two games. Kind of bounce back, but you know, great win overall.
So watch that. I don't know what that is. That's like a sad sack. Like, oh, I guess I even play that good. I guess I'm not even that good. Like, that felt like he was, I don't know what he was trying to accomplish there, but that felt like a sad sack. Like, oh, yeah, 33-13. I didn't play that good.
Yeah, he missed a lot of shots.
He did.
33 points on 33 shots.
That's true.
Not the most efficient night in the
world. That's fair.
One of seven from three, so he wasn't...
Sorry to disappoint you.
I got that vibe, like, but you're right. He missed a ton of shots.
How bad am I, guys? Tell me how bad I am.
That's what I thought.
No, you're really good, Jalen. No, yeah, we think you're a great player. Yeah, it's weird. First double-double of the season. I think you only had one turnover, so it wasn't like one of those nights where you're wondering if he knows how to dribble. It wasn't that. It just... He missed a lot of shots. Maybe that's what he's thinking. Maybe there was some miscommunication on the very end. I don't know if he's referring to that, like with, you know, Harden getting wide open. I don't know what it was, but whatever. Like, whatever's going to motivate him, if that's what he wants to do, if he wants to play, like, undersell himself, and fine. You know, I don't care.
I wonder if he's caught up in, like, he's supposed to be a number one and the team's way worse without Tatum. That felt like a response to that, but maybe he's just talking about his lack of efficiency.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, he was a team high plus 22.
Yeah.
Like, he had a good game. I mean, he missed a lot of shots, but how many other guys do you want taking the shots other than him?
Apparently not Anfernee Simons.
Yeah, this is
0 for 3, 12 minutes, 0 points. We were looking this up before the show. I think he's top 30 minutes three times this year.
He seems like a guy that Missoula has gotten upset with, maybe questioning effort or, like, you know, on defense. Because that's the thing on Simons is, like, the guy can shoot. He can score. He's a three-point shooter. He's a volume three-point shooter. And then you wondered, all right, how is he going to fit in here? Because on the one hand, you're like, oh, he's going to love him because he shoots threes. Yeah, but Missoula also wants guys going crazy on defense and being locked in on defense. And so I wonder, because there's been trade rumors since the second they got Simons that he might not even make it to the regular season. He's the obvious salary to cut. Are they going to re-sign him next year? Probably not. So, like, he's going to go. But now it's like he's having a hard time getting in and staying in the rotation. And part of that is because really their four best players in some order, or Jaylen Brown's their best player. And then it's like White, Simons, Pritchard, White, Pritchard, Simons, and they're all roughly the same size, and, you know, like, it's a lot of overlap, and Simons is clearly the odd man out
and
with that group.
Probably the worst on defense out of those three. It's a coin toss, him and Pritchard.
Pritchard, right.
But, yeah, he's probably the worst on defense out of those three.
Uh-huh.
He averaged 28 minutes in October. He's down to just under 22 a night and only 12 minutes in the game last night, so keep an eye on that.
Well, and if you do try to trade him, I mean, his value is just getting worse.
Value's down. He's a bench player who has scored 6 points in his last two games and played a combined 34 minutes. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Celtics if you'd like. They're rounding into form. We touched on the Bruins and Canadiens. Rivalry back. That was earlier in the show. If you missed any of that, again, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature and don't miss a moment of Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, let's get back to week 11. Everything seemingly coming up Patriots. That's on the field and off the field. We'll explain coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.